second pass, my Mishnah Tavlin. As we mentioned before, if somebody buys produce from Mam Oris, it is Demai, and he has to take off Maisa Rishon, Shumas Maiser, and Maisa Sheni. So, Anach Toimim were the bakers. So, the baker who was a father, a person who was trustworthy in respect to Shumas and Maisa, he brought his grain from. Bought his grain from an Am Oris. Lochivo oisem chachomim lahafir shalak tei chumas meiser v'chala. Achidish. Chom said it's enough to take up chumas meiser and chala. The meiser sheni, which would be had, if he would take it off, he'd have to bring it to Yerushalayim or redeem it. They did not require him to take off. Why? Because these chevenim did not make much profit. Because in those days, the messengers of the king would force them to sell at a cheaper rate, and therefore, since they have minimum profit, if they're going to have to take off the Maisa Sheni, they can lose all the profit. But Achenunim, the people that used to sell, and storekeepers that sold smaller quantities, and Rosh Hashanah gives it to them, they'd have to take off the Maisa Sheni also, but they were making a larger profit margin, and they could still make profit after they take off the Maisa Sheni. So the Mashvim Amida Gatzer Rosh Hashanah gives it to them. The general rule is the people that were the wholesale people that would sell a larger amount would be allowed to sell demai. They weren't mechayiv them to take a truma to meiser. Eilohema mashpim bida gasa. Who are the people that are considered ones that are selling a larger amount? Kegoyin hatitoynois amorichei tefuah. These are the large. What's today called wholesale people? People that sell to Tavua, since they weren't selling it for people to eat, they didn't have to take over the Trumas and Maisers from it, because anyway they sell to a second, but the retailers, which would sell to people for their personal use, and the Chiyuv to take off the Maisers of the Demai would be on the retailer.